Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody locked in, coast to coast, everything in between. People hanging out on the other side of coasts, on the other side of oceans. My friends in Hawaii, my friends adjacent in Alaska, all my friends tuning in Europe. I don't know why you're up, but thank you so much. I appreciate you. What's up, Seb? Anyway, if you want to listen anywhere, you can always do so on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can tune in on your local affiliate. If you got SiriusXM like I do, when you get in the car, you put it on, 158. That's how you get it on SiriusXM. And if you got a smart speaker at home, at work, wherever, it's real simple. Just say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. And I think we talked about this before. It's very odd. Hey, Shep, there are smart speakers in the bathroom in the New York City studio.
You would be correct, because apparently we like to hear our voice everywhere we go here.
Has anyone ever just been in the room and just said, hey, play this or play that? Has that ever occurred?
No, because when we go to the bathroom, we want to do anything but hear the radio. So I've never heard anyone say that.
When I'm back in, should I, like, destroy the bathroom speakers?
You could do whatever you want. You're JR.
Oh, okay. I didn't say that. I'm just trying to figure out if I'd be doing everybody a favor.
Depends on who's on the air at that time.
Oh, wow. Well, damn. Anyway, I just told you about Anthony Davis. The man got swiped in the nose. The Lakers in Memphis are currently tied 54 all. They're about less than a minute away from halftime. Anthony Davis got swiped in the face coming down on a rebound. It looked like he only sustained a scratch on his nose, which he did, and we saw blood. And I'm saying to myself, now Anthony Davis will be out for the next 2 years with a scratched nose. It appears to be more than that. Anthony Davis had to go to the back. He is now back on the floor, heading towards halftime. Anthony Davis has gauze stuffed into both sides of his nose. He has the scratch, obviously. His blood, it needs to heal. He has a scratch on the side of his nose. He has gauze in his nose. And I'm looking at Anthony Davis going, is he playing basketball or did he get hit by Mike Tyson? Anthony Davis, he cannot catch a break. Is it his ankle? Is it his arm? Is it his finger? Did he jam his finger on a pass? And now what was just a scratch is he looks like he needs a cut, man. At least he's playing. Now he got to breathe through his mouth. And now it's halftime. Memphis leads 57-56. I'm hoping by the time Anthony Davis comes back out onto the court, I'm hoping that he can breathe through his nose. It's embarrassing. Hey, Shep, has there been a player over the past? There hasn't, right? Nobody? like this injured, this hurt, like everything all the time?
Yeah, there is. And it's the guy that basically took over for him in the franchise that he used to be the man of. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, not Zion.
Yeah.
No,
he makes Anthony Davis look like AC Green.
Yeah, but you see, we need more time for Zion. We've had about 8 years of this. From Anthony Davis. 8 years of this.
He's a top 75 player with all those injuries, though, JR.
I know.
He did something right.
And he don't play.
I know, but it just goes to show you how talented and how prolific he is when he's on the floor. There's a reason why Lakers traded half their team away to get him, despite the fact they knew he was injury plagued, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's like, what's going to be next?
Who's ever Anthony Davis's agent, we know that's Clutch Sports, obviously, needs to find a way to be Lamar Jackson's agent. Because
we don't need that.
But Anthony, Lamar's more durable than Anthony Davis, and his own team can't even show him love.
Anthony Davis needs to. There's nothing he can do. I'm very interested to see how he will continue to age, playing basketball. I know it will not be gracefully. All the best to Anthony Davis, and I mean, you busted up ankle, busted knee, busted hands, busted fingers, busted shoulders. And now Anthony Davis can tell everyone that, yeah, I played basketball with a busted face. This is, you can't make this stuff up. You really can't. And it's not like he did anything. He came down and he got whacked in the face on a rebound. At least he's playing hard, I guess. Listen, folks, I've already been sitting here with you for 1 hour. We opened up the show talking about everyone's favorite quarterback from Baltimore, and that happens to be Lamar Jackson. We know that he was hit with the non-exclusive franchise tag. He's able to go out and negotiate with other teams. From all reports, a lot of teams that actually need a quarterback have said that they ain't going to negotiate with him. We'll see if that holds to be true. And I would think that the Baltimore Ravens know a little bit more than we do when it comes to what the marketplace might bear for Lamar Jackson. They were certainly willing to take the risk by allowing him to find a deal elsewhere. And I don't think they just woke up and did that blindly. After 2 years of trying to negotiate, watching some of these other quarterbacks get deals, it was Josh Allen. He ended up with $43 million. We know Patrick Mahomes, his deal might be closer to 10 years. His is in that $45 million range. And Lamar just kind of laid back and see what everybody else got. Well, that time is basically up. They're going to have to figure something out over the next year or so. And it starts now. And I'm not so sure or certain that somebody's going to just say, hey, man, here's $230 million guaranteed. And the Ravens are going to go, oh, my God, we didn't see that one coming. And the only owner that I thought would kind of do as much as David Tepper of the Panthers, and it's been reported that they ain't doing it either. Here in Atlanta, the Falcons got it on their website. They got a whole article. We're not pursuing Lamar, or the reports are that the Falcons are out. Why would they do such a thing? And so it's clear as day, the NFL owners, they already looked at the Browns as a bunch of jackasses, giving Deshaun Watson that guaranteed money. And they're not trying to set a precedent. You know, you don't think Joe Burrow wants guaranteed money? You don't think Justin Herbert wants guaranteed? You don't think who doesn't want guaranteed money? And so they are not trying to go backwards. And let's also keep this in mind. Since Deshaun Watson got his guaranteed deal, Kyler Murray got a deal. Russell Wilson got a deal. You know what those two deals aren't? Fully guaranteed. It's a shame. Let me get to some of your calls, and let's talk about that ayahuasca drinking, closet sitting, darkness seeking, me first quarterback Aaron Rodgers. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Nick is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Nick?
Yeah, Jared, thanks for taking my call. I'm from Baltimore, and I just kind of have like a different take about this whole thing. I think, and I think you agree, and you touched on it. If Lamar had an agent, I think he would have been signed, or there'd be a deal coming, you know, between the organization and him. I think they gave them the non-exclusive tag to say, hey, we've given you all these offers. You're rejecting them. See what somebody else in the league is going to give you. And it also hinges on you have Joe Burrow or Jalen Hurts, some of these other guys coming up on contracts. And Steve Bisciotti said like a year ago, given a guy like Deshaun Watson who hasn't even played in the league for 2 years, that kind of guaranteed money. It's like the Browns are a terribly run organization. So if you're going to try to set the market and set a precedent and everybody's going to follow what a bad organization does, I think people aren't going to do it. And the other thing with Lamar Jackson, I'm a huge Lamar fan. He's missed 10 games the last two seasons. He has not been there down the stretch the last 2 years.
Yep.
And you're talking about giving a guaranteed contract to somebody?
Yep.
You want them to be a gamer. You want them to be in there. And if it was the thing about him not having wide receivers or they're not putting talent around them, why did Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, request a trade out of Baltimore? And if people want to crap on our former offensive coordinator, Greg Roman was also the offensive coordinator in 2019 when he was the unanimous MVP.
Well, there were a lot of people, and those are all valid points. There was a crap ton of people who wanted to get Roman out of there. But ultimately, it's the offense and the talent that was there that started to deteriorate. The Baltimore Ravens were able to take advantage of having a quarterback on the roster who was selected number 32 overall and didn't command a gigantic salary. And right. As that started to kind of wane, they had to go ahead and pay up. I mean, even in the current position that they're in now, Calais Campbell might be almost 60 years old. Sorry, Calais. They got to figure out their cap situation regardless, whether Lamar stays, whether he goes. I'm not mad at the decision that they made. But, yeah, I said a lot of that last hour, too. He ain't standing in the pocket just throwing around a rock. Concussion, leg, knee. That's how the past three seasons have ended for Lamar Jackson. What are the odds? We have another Nick from Baltimore. And I'm sure they sound ridiculously different. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Nick. What's up?
Hey, how are you, JR? First of all, I want to give you a shout out before I begin. Love the show. But getting back to Lamar, after that MVP season, I thought that the Ravens were going to open the checkbook then and offer him a long-term deal. But it didn't happen. And just looking at the team overall, as far as Marquise Brown, I wasn't too big on him coming out of college. I was looking at some of those other receivers that was in that draft class.
Okay.
Debo Samuel and DK Metcalf included.
Let's try to stick to right now. I don't wanna make a whole referendum on the roster decisions from the past 4 years. Let's try to stick to now.
Okay, as far as now and when it comes to Lamar, he's a good quarterback. He helped turn the franchise around, and I wanna see the Ravens open up the checkbook, but in my opinion, they can't open up that checkbook all the way to him. Because if they do sign him to a long-term deal, what weapons are you going to put around him and the rest of the team
to help you win? I wouldn't necessarily be concerned. And thank you so much, Nick, for calling from Baltimore. I wouldn't be so much concerned about that. This is what it boils down to. This is what we have heard for the past year. He wants a guaranteed contract. I would think that's true. Sometimes, maybe quickly, we've heard otherwise. Why wouldn't he want that? Why wouldn't that be the goal? Is he not being realistic? Possibly. I think at this point, he's finding out that, yes, I might play for the Baltimore Ravens, but I'm still a player in the NFL. The system is set up where I can, the same pretty much the rules apply for player movement, whether I'm here with the Ravens or the Dolphins, or whatever the case might be, you still work for the owners. You do. Pick from 1 to 32. That's who you work for. And if they upset or have an issue or a problem, You don't think that they sending text messages or getting on the phone? Oh, that's right. They don't want to send text because they don't want evidence. But you don't think it's implied? Shep, how do you say that the owners of Bashotti? You don't think this man has publicly put it out there? He's not stupid. He laid the foundation for this argument months ago, last summer. He like, what the hell? We ain't trying to give out money like this. What are we doing?
Yeah, I got a question for you, if you don't mind.
Please.
So my whole thing is this, Jared. I mean, I know you're not huge on top 10, top 5, and I respect all that. But I think anyone who can see understands that Lamar Jackson, from day one, the first time he got an opportunity to shine in Baltimore, he did that. They were going nowhere with Joe Flacco. And he has been an upstanding citizen for 5 years in the Baltimore community. We can talk about unanimous MVP. We can talk about a road playoff win, all that. This guy is special. Talk about what he is as a dual threat. JR, to me, they burned this bridge. Like, I don't know how they can, because they're saying, Lamar, we don't think you're that special, and you're going to have to verify that and get a really bad reality check now with the other owners. So, JR, to me, they just punted the season away.
I thought you said you had a question for me.
Well, that was my question. Is by doing this, by diminishing this contract for not even exclusive, JR, not exclusive. Now it's less than $10 million than what he should have gotten even with the exclusive franchise tag. Aren't they basically saying to him, you're not worth what you think you are. Now you're going to learn the hard way. As opposed to the Ravens, what you've heard from DaCosta, what you've heard from Harbaugh is, this guy is so special. He's a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback. We love ourselves from Lamar Jackson. Because talk is cheap. They're not backing it up with their action, certainly not Bashotti. And so here's my question, JR. With all that being said, did they just burn the bridge long-term with Lamar Jackson ever truly wanting to suit up for Baltimore again?
I don't think so. It's business. People's feelings get hurt all the time. This is a cutthroat business. I don't know the deal that they offered. You don't know the deal that they offered. I can almost be certain, because it's come out of the owner's mouth, that it's not a guaranteed deal. And outside of that, I think it is a legitimate football decision. He could have had a deal. I believe, and I don't know, he could have had a deal in the $40 million range, but he didn't want to accept it. He's also taken a risk as to what's come forward and what he's wanted to do. And now, so it's not like the Ravens have kind of kicked him to the side or they've shortchanged him. I don't believe that was the case. I think he could have had a deal. He probably could have had a deal in the range of what we see from a contemporary like Josh Allen taken in the same damn draft. I think those are all possibilities. And so this is unfortunately the reality that he's in right now, because he didn't accept nothing. Like, he has to accept some of the responsibility there as well. He played his cards. He tried to see what was going to come his way, and now he might have to pay for it. I think the Ravens have legitimate football concerns as to it. One of our callers just said it. I've said it. I love Lamar Jackson. There are only a couple of, if I had it my way, I'd see a different team win the Super Bowl every year. I would. Because I love the stories. I love the players. I want to see Josh Allen win a Super Bowl. I want to see Hurts win a Super Bowl. I want to see Lamar Jackson get over the hump and win a Super Bowl. They all can't do it. Maybe one of the guys, a couple of them that I just named, will never even go to a Super Bowl or go back to one. And so it's difficult. If I'm looking at Lamar Jackson, I'm like, man, how many more years, given his style, do I want to commit to him? 4 years? I'd be comfortable with that. 4 years? 5 years max? Five? Pushing 30? Maybe? What's that accumulation going to look like? I personally think it's overstated of his the risk of him being hurt or injured. And his recent injury, he wasn't running around like a nut. He was still behind the line of scrimmage. Now, having said that, man, you do kind of open yourself up. I don't think he gets the credit that he probably deserves for avoiding hits and avoiding injuries. That doesn't matter when you still end up hurt. And so for Lamar Jackson, I think just for football reasons, it's tough. You know, we're in a new era and a new time with NFL QBs. I think people who find the approach of, oh, running quarterback ain't never gonna win. I think that's crap, okay? We just saw what the Eagles did with Hurts. And what did he have on two opposite sides of the field? One guy named AJ and another guy named Devontae, and man, they just ran over everybody and big played you all over the place. And so we are going to see a running quarterback, quote unquote, win a championship. I think that's going to be more than the norm moving forward. But for what we have now, a 25 moving into 26-year-old Lamar Jackson, there are legitimate reasons to go, man, I ain't backing up the whole bank, but I want to be committed to you. And he's played the risk as well. And now the Ravens, they're doing the same. And if his feelings are hurt, man, you want to play football? Because it certainly looks like the other owners, unless everybody's just BSing, looks like the other owners don't want to play ball either. And so he played his own risk. He took his own chance as well. And now he's going to have to potentially live with it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. We're going to take a look at Tom Brady. He actually responded to a report that he's coming back. Pau Gasol is getting his jersey retired right now in Los Angeles. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you. I'm grateful for your brand of sports talk. You are the best. And I appreciate you keeping us entertained, informed with your hard-hitting and beautiful style of sports talk.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. So much quarterback talk. So much. Here, let me give you an update on somebody else. Anthony Davis is playing basketball. The third quarter is underway in Los Angeles. Memphis and L.A. are playing it close. 64-62 here in the third quarter. I told you Anthony Davis before halftime was swiped on his nose prior to halftime. He was bleeding on the side of his nose. He had to go to the back. They stuffed him with gauze, and then he came out for the final minute, and he's just breathing out of his mouth. It looks like he was put together by the cut man, and I'm saying there's no way in hell Anthony Davis is going to play the rest of the game like this. I hope, at minimum, that the gauze comes out. And it has. He has a Band-Aid on the side of his nose. He can breathe through his nose, apparently. He doesn't have the gauze up both nostrils anymore. And so I expect him to sprain a finger or I don't know. He's just made out of glass. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ricky's calling from Wisconsin, potentially the former home of Aaron Rodgers. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ricky?
Hey, JR, man. How's it going?
Very well. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so about this whole Aaron Rodgers thing, I mean, last season, Aaron Rodgers had a whole lot of guys wide open, and he underthrew the ball so many times, and you're looking at it. I mean, it's easier to say than done when you're watching the game when actually doing it, but you figure a pro like Rodgers in his 18th, 19th season of the football – and you figure he know how to throw a football, and he keeps underthrowing guys. And if he actually throws on target, the Packers could have ended up making the playoffs. But
yes,
and then you see how Aaron Rodgers is when he's a quarterback during the season versus the playoffs. And
Correct. Well, he had a crap end to save us some time here. Yes, he had a crap game to end the season against the Lions. He didn't seem all that enthusiastic about being there. What do you want from Aaron Rodgers moving into the future? Are you sick of him? Or are you done with him?
I want Aaron Rodgers out. I want him to be long gone. It's time for Jordan Love to be our quarterback now, man.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ricky, for calling from Wisconsin. It took us a while to get there. And I'm going to assume, not that I've done it at a professional level, I'm going to assume it's difficult to just throw the rock around when you got a broken hand for a good portion of the season. You got to give Aaron Rodgers that benefit of the doubt. Is the fountain of youth available to him? I don't know. He's into a lot of funky stuff, so maybe he actually knows where it is. So we got to be realistic about where Aaron Rodgers is at this point of his career. He's 39 years old. This past season wasn't the most glowing of years for Aaron Rodgers. We know the 2 years prior, he's just MVP, MVP. He's done a whole lot of complaining over the past 2 years. He's real into himself. He's telling everyone, anybody who listen, I don't know what I'm doing. He'll show up just to tell you, I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm sure there are a lot of fans in Green Bay who are already sick of him, ready to move on. But if you're a fan of the New York Jets, you're just like, okay, Derek Carr is in New Orleans. He would have been the safe option. And what are you left to do right now? Get Aaron Rodgers? The New York Jets got on the plane of Woody Johnson. Woody Johnson is the owner of the New York Jets. This man is from the Johnson & Johnson family. So everything from Q-tips to Band-Aids to medicine, they got on this man's private plane to go see Aaron Rodgers in California. The New York Jets have been granted, we got this news yesterday, we talked about it briefly on air, the New York Jets have been granted permission to try to figure things out with Aaron Rodgers. And if you're the New York Jets, let's look at their options right now. You can have Lamar Jackson, which I wouldn't be mad at if the New York Jets decided to pursue him. You can go ahead and bring in Jimmy Garoppolo, but he's almost the football version of Anthony Davis. Or you could just say, screw it. We haven't had a quarterback legitimate since Joe Namath, and he was running around on busted knees with Super Bowl guarantees. So let's just go for broke and bring in Aaron Rodgers. Is it going to be a headache at the end of the year, 2 years? Yes, it will be. Is he going to be combative with the media? Yeah, I'm sure it will take one press conference before Aaron Rodgers is in a stare down with somebody from fill-in-the-blank news outlet, and it'll go viral. Like, everybody knows what they're getting into. Aaron Rodgers is an interesting fellow. He is an interesting cat. I mean, he had to go sit in a dark room to figure out his life. I think there's a lot of people who should maybe take his advice, but just go do it. We don't need to hear about it. The New York Jets, what do the Jets got to lose? They've already swung and missed here on Zach Wilson. They can only hope that he can sit on the bench and learn something. That was supposed to be their guy. So now you would think that Aaron Rodgers can come in and be their eraser? Look, Aaron Rodgers, a lot of things. I'm not so sure he's washed up. He is the best available quarterback option. And when I say available, even I have to cringe a little bit. Is he really available? I want to stay. I want to go. They drafted my replacement. I needed to take a shot. I don't know if I want to play anymore. I needed to go on a spiritual cleanse. I needed to sit in a dark closet. I need to sit in a dark room. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you soon. Like, man, just figure something out. I need to take Aaron Rodgers to Harlem and then just bring him to reality just a little bit. Like, stop. Just come to Earth, man. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back and get to your calls. I'm going to give you some updates, if I can call them updates, about Aaron Rodgers from someone like Adam Schefter, who Aaron Rodgers said he's not in my inner circle. to even Aaron Rodgers himself, just because it's funny. Because when he speaks, he says a whole lot of nothing. It's pretty funny. I'll get to your calls first, though.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. To the shock of no one. There's a lot of quarterback talk going on right now. I'm going to get to your calls. I do want you to hear from Aaron Rodgers just for humor's sake. As we know, the New York Jets have flown out to California to meet with this man. I guess the darkness retreat wasn't enough. Aaron Rodgers needs further confirmation that he is loved and wanted. Like all of us, right? Let's get to some of your calls and then we'll hear from him. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Mobile, Alabama, and talk to Derek. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey.
Hey, you're live on the radio, Derek. Please, go ahead.
Hey, man. I think it sounds like the Ravens have a guarantee from the other owners that they're not going to negotiate with Lamar. Now, it's one thing for those guys to say that they're not going to give him a guaranteed contract, but to not even offer him any kind of contract, that sounds a bit suspect.
Who not offer him a contract?
Well, we got all these teams coming out saying that they're not interested in Lamar.
Okay, well, that's true, yes.
Yeah, and so, if I were him, if they're not gonna, no one else is going to even negotiate with him because the Ravens have a guarantee, the only recourse to me is to sit out the 10 games and then sign the tender. It's not a holdout until he signs the tender. We're going to hear all kind of nonsense from fans who root for the billionaires over the millionaires, saying that he's holding out. He's not holding out because he's not under contract.
Yeah, he is a free agent, and he wouldn't have to show up to squat diddly until basically the season starts. And even at the case, but do you think he's going to do that?
He should. What he should do is wait till weekend, show up, and then play out the remainder of that contract. Then he'll have 1 year in on the franchise. If they franchise him next year again, do the same thing.
But for a man who plays football for a living, that sounds like career sabotage. It sounds like a complete waste of time. He don't have nobody advising him, I think, as he's negotiating himself. Why do that at all? Now you're shooting yourself in the foot. He don't have Anthony Davis. He does have some gauze in one nostril. Anyway, I can't see him sitting out. What he would then be doing is like, hey, I'm not all that interested in playing. The owners are the ones with the leverage here. He is a free agent. He don't got to do anything. He can be free to sit his ass at home if he wanted to. But what message is that sending that he wants to play? He'd be doing more damage to himself outside of what's already taken place. Stanley's calling from Green Bay. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. I love your show.
Thank you.
About Aaron Rodgers, I think he needs to go. I hope he leaves Green Bay.
Okay. I think you may get your wish, man. You ready for Jordan Love, huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Stanley. I love it. Straight and to the point. I think it's clear as day that Aaron Rodgers' time in Green Bay is done. Gutekunst came out of his own damn mouth and said, I believe it's time for Jordan Love to play. There would be no way in hell that the New York Jets are meeting with Aaron Rodgers if the writing wasn't on the wall. And we've gotten, what else is new? Conflicting reports about Aaron Rodgers and what he is to do and not to do, et cetera. It was only a couple days ago, really, Adam Schefter, who Aaron Rodgers said is not in my inner circle. Adam Schefter was sitting around on ESPN, and he said, yeah, Aaron Rodgers was thinking about quitting.
We need to hear from Aaron Rodgers about what he wants to do, whether he wants to play, whether he wants to play in New York, whether he wants to go back to Green Bay, or whether he wants to retire. Those are really the options on the table. The Jets absolutely are interested. Why would they not be? You're talking about one of the great quarterbacks of all time. But it's a situation here where he still has to determine what he wants to do. Earlier in the week, there was a school of thought that he wanted to walk away from the game and retire. So if that's the case, then the Jets essentially are making a sales pitch to him today to convince him to try to play. We don't know, ultimately, what he's decided to do.
Adam Schefter sounds angry that he's not in the circle. Aaron Rodgers don't got to tell you anything. It'd be nice if he just tell everybody something. You got to tell you nothing, Adam Schefter. But outside of that, when Aaron Rodgers did come out of his darkness retreat, his darkness cleanse, his black hole, the closet, whatever it is, Aaron Rodgers sat down with Aubrey Marcus in front of a fireplace, a very chill, relaxed environment, and he said this.
I feel really good about the conversations that that are going to be had, that have been had with important people in my life, yourself included, that help to orient me. But I'm not looking for somebody to tell me what the answer is. All the answers are right inside me, and I touched many of them, and definitely the feelings on both sides during the darkness, and I'm thankful for that time. But there's a finality to the decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't make it lightly. I don't want to drag anybody around. Look, I'm answering questions about it because I get asked about it. I'm talking about it because it's important to me. If you don't like it and you think it's drama, you think I'm being a diva, whatever, then just tune it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But this is my life. It's important to me. And I'll make a decision soon enough, and we'll go down that road and be really excited about it.
He's on that good stuff, y'all. He on that real good. I don't know what color it is. I don't know what grade or grade. He on that good stuff. Danny calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Danny?
Hey, JR, big fan of the show, man. You know, big Packers fan here. And as the days go on, I just keep thinking he's going to be a Jet, and I hate it. But, you know, I'd love to see him retire as a Packer. But all this business is just keeps giving me more questions about, what's going to happen, you know? Because, I'd rather have him in Green Bay just even play because it's, more certainty, you know? I don't
really
know what we have in,
You're not done with him?
No, I mean, okay, look, I get tired of all these antics that happen, you know, the past 3 years, and it's flashbacks, it's 2008, you know, dealing with Brett Favre retiring, but you know, I know what we have in Rodgers. I don't know what we have in Jordan Love. And then if we, you know, we stick with Jordan Love, what kind of contract do we sign him? You know, I have so many questions with it, but I'd rather deal with something I know, like Aaron Rodgers, than something I don't know with Jordan Love. But that's just me.
You're a masochist. You're here for the pain, huh, Danny?
Yeah, I am. And okay. You know, and it's hard being a sports fan nowadays because, you know, it's big business, man. It's hard to be a fan of anybody. They're just always on the move.
I hear you. Well, thank you, Danny, for calling from Maryland. That was an excellent call. Aaron Rodgers in New York. Could you imagine that? Is that something that's, forget the football, his personality? Every week, every day will be an adventure. He's going to be the biggest star. I know Aaron Judge is the guy. He ain't going nowhere. He got a 9-year deal. Aaron Rodgers is going to dominate coverage for everything. He is going to look forward to kind of just kind of egging people on, being a pain in the ass, pushing buttons, saying what he just said. I don't care. Just tune me out. He's the master. He is really going through public therapy. B is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Please be quickly.
Hey, man, This I see to Aaron Rodgers real quick, man. He already told you what he about when he was on Pat McAfee. McAfee got him so comfortable, he said, I'm out MVPs. He ain't say not my winning the championship. So if you want to gamble on it, guy chasing MVP, good luck. But the Lamar Jackson thing, love the kid, want to see him get paid, but they got such a gap in that situation that they put the little small tag on him because so they can gauge the market. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like once they figure out what the gauge is on the market, they can come to an agreement because he want to be in Baltimore, but damn, they ain't treating him with the respect they deserve, man.
We talked about that first portion of what you said. How are they not treating him with respect? What's being omitted?
I've never seen an MVP quarterback go through this type of negotiation or contract. And we all know that they're not going to let no young black man negotiate on 250 guaranteed. That's going to shake up the whole agent industry.
I don't think it's so much about him being a black. There is a black man, unfortunately, who was involved with 20-plus cases of sexual assault, and they had a dumbass franchise that gave him his $230 million guaranteed. And so I wouldn't necessarily pin it on Lamar Jackson being black, because the last time I checked, Deshaun Watson is also – well, no, hold on. Deshaun Watson is also black, and he was also – went through an entire trial and a suspension.
He also got an agent, though.
That's very different, and that is irrelevant to what you said. I understand what you're saying, but the 1 + 1 don't equal 2 on that argument. If you want to say that he doesn't have a deal because he doesn't have an agent, that's different than saying they don't want to give a black man $230 million guaranteed. Another one just got it, and he was in a hell of a lot of trouble, and he got it from a bum-ass organization. If you want to say you've never seen anybody be treated like this, that's fine. I've never seen a guy who don't have no agent. You didn't say that part first. I think therein might lie in the problem. Was he going to get a guaranteed deal? Probably not. Is he going to get one now? Probably not. He going to take his ass whooping in public, and we'll have to see where and when he settles at. Who knows? Maybe Aaron Rodgers wakes up after the New York Jets leave him, and maybe he goes on another darkness retreat, and maybe then Aaron Rodgers says to himself, I want to quit. And maybe the Jets will pick up Lamar. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. I'm going to fill you in on a quarterback who is retired, or so we think. I'll talk about it on the other side.
Cheers from Blinds.com. We're celebrating over a quarter century of best-dressed windows by giving you up to 50% off everything. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale now. Upgrade your home with shutters, curtains, or eco-friendly shades. They even have motorized solar shades for your patio. Picking the perfect window treatments is easy with Blinds.com's free expert design help. Sit back and relax while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout. They'll do the rest. And no matter how many you order, installation is one low cost. With Blinds.com, there's no guesswork, no hassle, and no multiple trips to a store. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com's anniversary sale now through March 15th. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Custom made easy since 1996. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.